Morning, Donnie.
Good morning, guys. What's
Perform this weekend at all?
Yeah, I had a bunch of shows. It was cool.
You're a real working comic. I like
Donnie
that.
Is our intern.
Donnie's our intern. Intern Donnie.
What's going on?
Glad to have you here. And yeah, you're a comedian. You won the Magoobies.
Yeah.
New comedian showcase. Was it this year or last year?
2015. Oh, last year, yeah.
That's fun. We got like some legitimate working comedians on our staff between you, associate producer Wendy. You got a lot of people that'll do an open mic two or three times, and they'll start really stamping themselves. Hey, yeah, I'm a comedian. You don't have heroin on your comedic ass yet. You went up, you did some chuckles at an open mic that you made your employees attend. And then you never did it again. You don't get to slap that on there, okay? I don't work at a Taco Bell because I once botched a quesadilla. Danny, you're a working comic. I appreciate that.
Right.
Donnie. Okay. Danny. I say Danny? That's my bad.
I'm working. That's all right.
Sorry. Sorry, Danny. I'm on my friend Danny Rouillet's Twitter page right now. My bad.
If I may ask, like, when is it safe to call yourself, like, a comedian?
Well, that's what always bugged me, but I was always interested by that whole thing because there's no, like, you don't take a class and then pass something, and you go, okay, you're a comedian now. Like you can just any like you said, you can go do an open mic somewhere and then call yourself a comedian.
That's a comic now.
Yeah, I'm a comic. Like, and that would, as if I was like a real comic, that would bother me that anybody can just kind of call themselves a comic.
Yeah.
I think if other comedians would consider you a comedian, then you're a comedian.
Okay,
that makes sense.
You know what? I'll put that on the same level as I do the nickname. Like, you just can't call yourself the Wombat. Like, you got to have other people start
like,
to call you.
That's the Wombat.
That's the Wombat
that's
over
guy,
there.
The Wombat.
Yo, here comes the claw. Here comes the claw because your hand
I'm the claw, everyone.
You don't get
now.
To be the claw. No. You have to be assigned the claw because of your badly disfigured right hand.
Right.
Yeah, you don't get to just call yourself that. So you had, you've been doing some stand-up for quite a while. Some people tuned us on to an article.
Right, yes.
About you. In the Sun, but the article's older.
Yeah, this was in Baltimore Magazine, but like 2 or 3 years ago. Somebody had seen me do stand up. It was a couple months into when I had just started, so I was still calling myself a comedian, not at the stage where everyone would call me.
Okay.
And somebody saw me at an open mic who worked for Baltimore Magazine, and like at this point, I was only, like, I would just go on stage for 5 minutes and, like, stutter through the whole thing and make puns, and everybody would be like, that's adorable. Your jokes are terrible, but we feel bad for you.
But
so this is cool.
You're going
this
through
is
something physically, so we kind of have to laugh at you right now, or we're major bastards.
Yeah,
we're just
very
scumbags.
Uncomfortable and not sure what else to do.
Yeah, so someone sees you. They write an article. Do they interview for the article?
Yeah.
Full disclosure here, they forwarded me the article. I did not read it.
It
was not about me.
Yes, they interviewed me. I think it was over the phone. I'm not sure, but eventually one of my favorite comedians who I said like in the article is one of my comedic inspirations, Jim Gaffigan. I guess it got back to him somehow because he ended up finding me on Twitter and sending me a direct message saying like, "Hey, congrats on the article. Take care, Jim."
Had you worked with him at all?
No.
So you had no. So that's even better because let's just say you had opened for him at some point and you guys had a little exchange afterwards. Hey, had a great weekend. Thanks for the blow in the green room. Love to have you come to town next time. We'll do a little skiing again.
Yep.
And but no, you would never work. He just found this article.
Yeah.
Read about your intense malady.
Right.
And just was like, hey, that was great. Take care. And then what did you do?
So let's preface this by saying I was 18.
Okay.
And dumb. And my head just exploded because nothing had ever happened to me like this before. So I was like, well, this is obviously my big break right now here, 3 months into comedy.
Career-defining moment. I'm at a crossroads right here.
Yeah.
I say the right thing, and Jim Gaffigan thinks to himself, wait a minute.
So
have I found my new opener?
Yes.
So you get the it was a direct message or he tweeted at you?
No, it was a direct message. So
if you'd like to see the direct message at the Facebook page, facebook.com/JSS98Rock.
So young 18-year-old Donnie gets a direct message from Jim Gaffigan. So now you're sweating because you feel the need to respond. And this response
has to be perfect.
Right. Can either, you're typing something to Jim Gaffigan directly and he's going to see it and get it. So you are now sweating bullets over.
Got to come up with the funniest thing ever.
Right.
Obviously.
Right. You need to drive it home.
Probably spend spent a couple hours coming up with it.
Wow.
I forget what it said. It said something like, wow, Jim, based on your stand-up, I wasn't all sure you could read, but thanks. That means a lot.
Oh.
And I just read it back and,
after you sent it.
Almost immediately, just... Oh, that was a mistake.
After you typed
that
it,
was a mistake.
How long did you wait before hitting send?
Not long.
Did you show any drafts to anyone?
No one? Didn't show any drafts. It was one of those, have you ever sent a text really early in the morning and regretted it like later in the day?
Like really early in the morning as in I had yet to go to bed yet? It's 4 a.m.?
No. Like you've just woken up.
No.
And you check your text.
The opposite. Like at 2, 3 in the morning. And you're on a 9-10 shot bender, bunch of beers out.
Yeah.
Let's text someone I haven't talked to in 15 years and tell them what they mean to me.
Yeah.
And then the next day you wake up and you got to do the text apologies.
This was different. This was like an 8 a.m. thing. Just like woke up first thing in the morning, saw this direct message and thought like, oh, wow, all right, I'll just respond as soon as I can. And then I write it out for a couple horse and just regret everything.
We actually have a screen cap of the exchange.
Well, what's it say?
Read it back one more time.
There's
Scott.
Jim Gaffigan. It's at Jim Gaffigan. He's got his little picture there, and it says, congrats on the Baltimore Magazine article. Take care.
That's it. Take care.
Congrats on the Baltimore Magazine
real
article.
Real clean.
Take care.
Nothing
real
funny
clean.
About his.
Donnie writes back, I wasn't fully aware you could read, to be quite honest. But all kidding aside, this means a lot. Thank you very much. I wasn't fully aware that you could read, to be quite honest.
Oh.
I think it's funny.
Ugh.
Yeah, I guess. And then nothing.
Thanks.
And then nothing.
Nothing. For 2 years,
since
I'm still
May,
holding out.
Since May, 4th, since
out.
May 14th, 2014 at 3:13 p.m., no response.
And I can only imagine in that Jim Gaffigan tone that game.
Okay.
And he now to send a direct message, he has to follow you.
Yes, he still follows me.
So how did you went now
so
prior
he didn't
to this?
Unfollow didn't lead to.
Okay,
unfollow.
So he didn't unfollow, he didn't mute, he didn't block. When did he start following you? Because that's also a big deal to a comedian.
Oh yeah,
I had forever ago, like out of nowhere, Bob Saget followed me for no reason, and I was just doing guile flash kicks. Like, oh my god, I'm Bob Saget for no reason. I have no idea why. When did he start following you?
Like that moment.
Oh, he just followed.
He just followed, sent. And regretted then, it in about 20 minutes.
Because, Mike, you actually made an effort to reach out to Gaffigan's people, did you not?
Yes, I emailed them, and they said he doesn't have time right now, essentially.
Or maybe he
doesn't
did.
Have 8 minutes.
And then he found out it was you.
Yeah.
Or that.
Probably
and
exactly
just thought
what
to himself, oh, that kid, all right? He can go himself.
Well, I was telling Wendy in the back, like, I could understand if you said something like that to like a Larry the Cable Guy. But I never really thought of Jim Gaffigan as like a dumb comedian.
It's
what was the mindset behind that craftsmanship? Mike makes a great point. If it was some comic that comes across his act is that he's a dullard.
Yeah,
but Jim's always been very smart.
It's not a dullard thing. It's
like if you said that to me, it would make sense because I'm a moron.
Right.
I guess I would say he talks about not liking reading in some bits.
Okay, it's different than not being able to read.
If it was food-related, maybe somehow. The article was delicious, way to go.
Yeah.
And like, oh, I figured as much. You probably shoved the article in your dumb fat pie hole or whatever.
Yeah, that would have been also bad. That's not none of the... Not,
great
there,
point.
There were no good options. I should have said thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
That's it. Thank you and move on.
Thank you very much,
there
Jim.
There were no good options.
Wow,
look
thanks.
Forward to, look
that
forward
means
to
a
working
lot.
With you. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Any advice for a new guy?
Yeah, maybe that's the idea. You just don't try and be funny. You just straight shooter.
Maybe. All right. Well,
I will say that I learned that way, way too late from many, many years of doing stand-up and thinking that you doing finger guns in the green room was your way into an elder comedian's heart, and that ain't it.
No.
Like, the most success I ever had doing stand-up with another comic that actually, like, took a shine to me and actually took me on the road was Harlan Williams. I've brought up from time to time on here as a friend. And it was one of the few times that I finally stopped caring about how my career was going because, I mean, it was in the sewer. And I was like, I'm just going to talk to this guy like a human being, and we're going to talk about horror movies. We're going to talk about, like, just food and whatever and peas and carrots. All weekend long. Huh. Meanwhile, I'm working with Dave Attell, and it's like the goddamn Ringling Brothers came to town in that green room, and he can't, like, it just get me out of there fast enough.
Really?
Because, wow. I mean, I'm just slapping knees and sound effects and voices and all that. But, yeah, he sees this, and I didn't realize you could read.
Yeah,
and you're probably not going to open for Gaffigan.
No, not anytime soon.
Yeah, well, Mike, find out the next time Gaffigan's coming to town. We would love to have him up because I feel like Donnie at this point deserves closure. I don't think he got to know the Donnie that we know, which is a great comic that's a normal person that I think is maybe – I think it's worth another round with Donnie.
Do you feel like you blew your chance here? You messed up a little bit? Or like-
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Do you think there was a chance?
That's what I mean. If somehow the God came down and tapped
you with the finger and you sent off the perfect response, like whatever, hilarious with a great, like, do you think that may have led to something? Like, do you think you
could,
huge missed opportunity? I don't think it was.
I don't think it was a missed opportunity. Okay. I think it was a missed opportunity to make myself look normal.
Okay. Like a human.
That was just normal.
Like a functioning conversational human.
Yeah.
Just a normal person that's worth being around.
That was the missed opportunity.
Yeah, you botched that bad.
Talking about weird Twitter interactions, we have our intern Donnie in here. And Donnie had an article about him, which Jim Gaffigan direct messaged him on Twitter and said, hey, saw your article or whatever. Congrats.
Way to go. Just
congrats on the Baltimore Magazine article. Take care. Jim Gaffigan, huge national comic, to which Donnie responds, I wasn't fully aware you could read, to be quite honest. But all kidding aside, this means a lot. Thank you very much. And heard nothing back. It's been two years.
2 years. And I've noticed also you haven't deleted the direct message.
That was just a screenshot. Pretty sure I have. I can double check, but.
Okay.
I took a screenshot just for
just as a reminder of your past fallacies
in the future, you know.
Every now and then when you'll do like a 5-show run over a weekend and you're really flying high, you'll just pull that a time up just to remind you and bring you a little back down to earth so you don't fly too close to the confident sun.
Text Mike, here at 56332 was doing some dirty talk with my current girlfriend, accidentally sent one of the messages to my ex-girlfriend. Maybe one of the most embarrassing moments of my life.
As far as tweets are concerned, on my end, I've told this before, but I think it's worth reminding for this discussion here. Getting yelled at by our old boss here, the old head boss, Big Ed, Quiet Ed, rarely ever saw him, Ed. Hey, stop dropping F-bombs on Twitter during UFC events. Like, I would just, like, live tweet UFC events on my own personal Twitter account before I just shifted over to using this one. I mean, over the course of a night, like a UFC 200, there would have been 30 posts from me just riddled with profanities.
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, if you do that again, I'm going to pin you to the wall and hit you with a cricket mallet. So
here's some other ones, which I guess it's just more awkward exchanges. We're not really finding people that tweeted or anything like that.
Or people don't honestly want to admit to it.
It says, I've called your show and gotten on the air 3 times. I've choked all 3 times. I get so damn nervous.
Call him back.
When I talk to you guys, that gets super awkward by the time you hang up on me.
Let's
you
call him.
Call that guy?
Absolutely. Call that dude right now. We're going to give him his fourth shot.
Yeah. Another just awkward interaction, I guess. It says, I used to work at a summer camp for young kids, and I saw one camper had a bracelet with skulls and a red cross on it. I went up to him. I said, that's cool bracelet. Where'd you get it? And he looked me dead in the eye, and he said, I have leukemia. I got it from the hospital.
Oh, okay.
Haven't worked at the camp since. I guess it was one of those medical alert bracelets or something.
Didn't get that from Claire's Boutique.
No.
He got that because...
From the hospital.
From his hospital.
Because he has leukemia.
Here's a text one that I have. Remember not long ago, you guys did me the pleasure of humoring me and letting me talk to Shep Rose from Southern Charm. And we had a little text exchange afterwards. And I just thanked him very much for coming on the program. And his text responses just got smaller and smaller and smaller. And mine were just chapters out of a Mark Twain novel. Like one of those texts that, like, 1 of 5. You're like, oh, Christ, great. The Dead Sea Scrolls are about to burn up all the data in my phone. And he just responds, cool.
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 Yep.
Cool.
Thanks.
Dork.
Okay.
Hold on one second. Mike, do we have our nervous Nelly? Hold on, Mike. What's this guy's name? Rob?
Rob
from Cockeysville. Rob in Cockeysville. Good morning, bud.
Good morning, guys. What's happening?
You can hear it. Fourth try, baby. Let's
Fourth
do
try.
This.
So
Come
what
on,
happens
breathe.
On...
Relax.
Yeah, this is Rob.
Me?
You tried
yeah.
to call three
that's
times.
A, that's the thing, man. Like, I swear to God, at work, I'm Mr. Personality. I bartended for like 5 years, so I can talk to anybody, honestly, you know, but when I'm on the phone with you guys, I can like, I get short of breath. I start to stutter a little bit.
What? No way.
I hear you.
Shut up. Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, that really happened.
Yeah. Hey, you just pulled the e-brake on dropping an S-bomb
yeah,
there, too,
good
so
work.
You're correcting yourself.
Yeah, because I have cussed on air before. You guys called me out.
And let's not talk about stuttering on air. We got a guy here who's a master of the craft, okay? So you don't know a thing about a stutter. We got Donnie here.
You can say, like, his you could hear his cadence is very like...
Well, you know what the thing is? I listen to you guys. I've been listening to the 90 Rock Morning Show for 15, 16 years, you know, through all the, you know, several different casts.
Which one's
you know, I really
your favorite?
You guys celebrities. I listen to you guys every single morning, so I just get nervous.
Nah, don't be nervous. We're just normal people.
Yeah, if you would have seen what I got into this weekend, I got into an argument with a grocery store manager about a red box. Okay, so you're fine.
You're doing a good job. Well, happy Monday to you. What do you do? You still bartending, or what are you doing?
No. I got a son now. I'm back to working on cars. I actually paint cars at a body shop.
Oh,
so I'm in here every morning. I'm one of Mike's early riser guys. I listen to you guys from, you know, start to finish.
Very nice. Where can people follow you on Twitter?
Twitter. All right. Have a good day, guys. Thank you very much.
Take care. Godspeed. Good guy.
There he goes.
Good guy. There he went. All right. Well, Donnie, we're going to continue to work to try and find Jim Gaffigan once he comes to town to see if we can rebuild this bridge, because I feel like he didn't get to meet the real Donnie.
No.
Stankstack. I think he's going to like what he sees if he gets a little one-on-one time with you. Should you have a chance to do it again?
Yeah.
What do you say this time?
What do you, do I apologize? Is that something like I should apologize for? It probably wasn't like, it's probably not like worth like, hey, I'm really sorry I sent that. It's like, hey, let's just totally ignore the fact that this happened.
Do you just pretend like you've never met him?
Exactly.
And
pretend
you start like, fresh?
Yeah, exactly.
Fresh start.
Like, I don't have a stutter around him. I'm
Yeah,
just,
we find
just
out
totally
Donnie speaks
guy.
Completely clearly around him. For some reason, he has like a light Portuguese accent.
Yeah, only speaks Spanish.